Cape Talk. Hard Drive.
6 minutes it is to 5 o'clock. There is another free-to-air TV channel coming our way. ICASA announced last week that they have awarded a license to Kweze Free TV. This was a process Zwanele Manye's group wanted this license as well, but it has gone to Kweze Free TV. Royal Bafokeng have the lion's share of this, 45%. A company called Mosong Capital have 35%, and then EcoNet Media, Strive Masiwa, who is a Zimbabwean tech entrepreneur, and he has a very successful media presence throughout Africa. They have 20% of Kweze Free TV. Zolile Ntugwana is the group executive for regulatory affairs at EcoNet Media. Zolile, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
It takes some time from getting permission, saying, right, it's going to be us. I mean, obviously, you would have had plans in place in case the vote went to you. But how long before I can expect to turn on my TV and see Kweze Free TV?
Look, we have 2 years. We have 24 months to set up, to put together the proposition that we have been licensed to provide. And So that is what we are aiming at. We do have, and we did make an indication to ICASA during the application process that we would be in a position to start with the sports channel, because through EcoNet Media as part of the consortium already has a Kweze Free TV sports channel that is broadcasting that we can start with. But all of this will also be informed by the process of migrating on the DTT front. We're still having to have discussions with ICASA on all of these things.
I hope you are successful. I really, really do. The more competition there is, the better. The more choice we have as people who watch TV, the better. But I do wonder how you're going to make a success of this. It's very, very difficult to find programming. Granted, it's free to air, so you don't have the trouble that Kweze Pay TV had across Africa competing with DSTV. But you still have to have the kind of programming which attracts the kind of audience that advertisers are interested in. And
yeah.
The programming, the desirable stuff seems to be sewn up. Yes, you do have the sports arm, and you have NBA and NFL sports content, and you have on that the less popular soccer leagues, not the Prima Ligas across Europe. But how do you make it work? I hope you do, but how?
Well, you see, you're absolutely correct. The content is king in broadcasting. So the content that you have and the content that you are able to provide to the viewers is what differentiates. You're mentioning the issue of leagues and so forth in Europe, and you would know that the rights are issued, according to certain periods for certain seasons. So when you start negotiating for these rights, you are able to indicate to the rights holders what you are going to be bringing to them as value. So we are sure, we are confident that our content that we will have, and not only just the sports, by the way. I think one of the other issues that the listeners are interested in is knowing how many channels we're going to carry or provide. We're going to provide 5 channels. So this is one 24-hour sports channel, and then there are 4 thematic general entertainment channels, which include action, adventure, home stories, human stories, youth, kids, and lifestyle, as well as knowledge and business-based types of programming. So that is what we know will differentiate us from the other services.
I mean, not only are you competing against the established players in free-to-air and in pay TV, but you're also competing against the streaming services. Netflix was telling Arthur Goldstuck, this was reported in the Sunday Times yesterday, that they're going to be focusing a lot more on developing African content to try and get Africans to watch and buy into Netflix. Apple TV made some big announcements today as well. So you're competing against these new entrants into the market at a time when it does appear that more and more people, as data becomes cheaper, are moving to streaming services. And you, in a sense, are launching a dinosaur age service.
No, it's not a dinosaur age. I think you're correct that there's movement towards your Netflixes and so forth. But on the free-to-air space, where people don't have to subscribe for anything, but they still get access to premium content. That is what we are bringing. That's what Kwese Free TV will be all about. And we welcome the, you know, the competition that will be brought by the other players in the streaming space and so forth. But we are confident that what we will be curating in terms of content will be quite attractive to the public from a free-to-air perspective without them having to pay anything.
Yeah, because nobody has succeeded in this space. Nobody since broadcasting was liberalized and competition was introduced. Nobody has succeeded in the free-to-air space. Everybody has come in with big plans and they've had to whimper off into the darkness. And you think you have access to sufficient general and sports content to be different?
That's always the first time we do.
There is always. And of course, you know, Econet has a lot of experience across Africa. You're not coming in as a new South African player, but you're coming in with a fair amount of experience in the general space on the continent.
Precisely, both difficult and good experience. Yeah. And this is exactly what made the difference between us and the other applicants in the ICASA process.
Good luck. As I say, we need competition, we need choice, and I hope you're able to provide that on a sustainable front. Zolile Ntukwana, Group Executive for Regulatory Affairs at Econet Media, one of the shareholders of Kwese Free TV.